This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. Environmental activism across the globe, our young people are hitting the streets in the name of climate change. HPR's Noe Tanigawa joins us to talk about what's happening across the islands and across the Pacific.
Well, that's right. I mean, one Twitter post just said, this is what democracy looks like. I mean, the protests started over the Pacific today for the Global Youth Climate Strike. Hundreds of thousands of people in Australia, Kiribati, Mumbai, London, thousands were marching past the Houses of Parliament there. In fact, the Washington Post reported 13-year-old Londoner Martha Lichtman was saying, "Oceans are rising, and so are we."
That's amazing.
It's happening in corporations, too, which is kind of amazing, Catherine. 1,500 Amazon employees were planning to walk out today. They just want the company to be more aggressive in its climate goals. 900-plus Google workers, hundreds of employees, Facebook, Microsoft, Twitter. Companies are going offline or greening their pages online, Patagonia, Burton. I mean, a lot of things are happening. It's been 6 months since the last youth mobilization, and those kids have spent the entire time organizing.
It's just amazing.
What are they demanding? They're demanding urgent action on the climate crisis. And one of the biggest events is expected to be in New York City. It's already underway. Greta Thunberg, the young Swedish activist, is there. And she was in Washington this whole week imploring lawmakers to just listen to scientists and then act. Well, we've got a representative there, too. Kristen Brown, 17, from Campbell High School. She's Hawaii State Logistics Director for the Hawaii Youth Climate Strike. I talked with her earlier this week. I asked Kristen how she first went from being somebody who cared to somebody who's doing something. And she said her growing awareness took a leap when she finally went to Iceland on an NAACP-sponsored trip.
I saw the glaciers melting, like glaciers that were thousands of years old, and they're just puddles and just pools of melted ice that once stood thousand-year-old glaciers. It was heartbreaking to see it, actually. Those ecosystems up there, they've been broken and rearranged and torn down just because of what it is that humans have done. I don't know. Coming home, I had to do something. I could not just sit by and do nothing anymore. And so I joined PAC, Pacific and Asian Affairs Council, at UH.
Good old, yeah.
I don't know. It helped a lot.
Good old Pacific and Asian Affairs Club.
Yes.
I love it. Yes. They're still at it. They showed Kristen how global the problem is, and she went to a sea level rise summit last year and just got connected. Another story, Dyson Chi, another of the youth climate strikers. He's 17, homeschooler, so he said it was a little harder to connect. He says he cared, but was like, so what do I do? When he finally went to a surf rider meeting, it was a major relief.
After that meeting, I was like, wow, I can do something about this.
What could you do?
Like, I can do beach cleanups, obviously, but there's also things like advocacy. I can go out to the legislature and let politicians know what I'm thinking. I can help to move bills for it. I can approach businesses and ask them to stop single-use plastics. Or I can go out to schools, talk to kids who are my age, right? That's how it really evolved.
Now, Dyson's testifying, lobbying hard on behalf of two bills before the Honolulu City Council. Bill 25 to support more electric vehicle charging stations, and Bill 40, a more comprehensive plastics ban. I mean, these kids are amazing me because they're right on it with voter registration. And they're looking at a change at the state legislature as well. They're supporting an initiative to develop a climate curriculum. Can you believe there really isn't one? Hmm. And the other bill would establish meatless Mondays for public school lunches. We've got here Kavika from the, he's one of the major organizers. In fact, he is the major organizer with Hawaii Youth Global Climate Strike. He's here to tell us how important it is.
I think what people kind of just don't understand is the velocity and the speed of which climate change is heading right now. We need to put into action all of our resources to get this done. We need to mobilize on the scale that we did in World War II. It changed the country. It changed how people lived their lives. And we need that same type of mobilization now for the war that we have with climate change, right? Especially people high up need to understand that there is sacrifice that needs to be made for the greater good. But that sacrifice can only be made when we realize what the fight is and when we can get the greed out of their heads right? And get them to understand that they need to change their business practices, if not altogether, kind of completely take a 180 on how they've been conducting their business. That's the hard thing that we're still trying to figure out. It's how do we do that, right? How do we get people to want to change?
Kavika Pegram, youth lead here for the Global Climate Strike. Look, getting information is where to start. It started. That's how these guys got started, and they want us to get going on it. And it's happening all over the islands now. The Maui Climate Strike's underway until 1 o'clock in front of the county building. They've got all kinds of information and connections for you. Climate Reality Project is then going to move their Maui action to the Maui College campus. That's happening from 4 to 6. They'll be sign waving there. On Hawaii Island, it's already started up until 11 a.m. They're going to be working there in Kohala with a climate solidarity beach cleanup. In Hilo, they'll be meeting with the mayor, young people, at 3 o'clock. There's solidarity sign waving from 3 to 6 there in front of the Kamehameha statue. And in Kona, same thing, sign waving on Kuinka'ahumanu Highway 4 to 6. Here on Oahu, it's big. Today, 4 to 6, these young people are gathering from Governor's Mansion to the State Capitol, then they'll be moving to City Hall. And this is all in support of the knowledge that our house is on fire, and they just want to sound the alarm.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know I happened to catch something on 60 Minutes. So it was an interview with that young Swedish girl, and it was very powerful.
Really? What did you make of it?
She was just strong-minded, clear, concise. You know, and it's listen to the scientists, listen to the science, and this is our world. You know, we need to care, and we need you to take action.
You know, she's on the autism spectrum, and she said that it has helped her to focus on this. And she's helping everybody to focus, really. And, of course, these actions around the world are in advance of the United Nations Climate Action Summit, which is going to be going on next week. Global leaders are going to meet basically to assess the world's chances of averting disaster without U.S. engagement on this subject. President Trump is not expected to attend the summit. The U.S. delegation will be led by Andrew Wheeler, a former coal company lobbyist. He is now the administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
Yeah, it's real interesting to see their reaction. I think people are feeling the change. You're feeling the heat. Like you said, the earth's on fire.
Exactly. You know, just the idea that Kavika put forward, that it really will take a World War II-style mobilization. I mean, that's what these kids are saying to us. And I don't think people are going to be too sympathetic in the future when we say that for 50 years we just weren't really sure it was happening. Well, at least that's what the kids are telling us these days.
Yeah.
And if you want to follow all the action on social media, there are a lot of hashtags for you to check out. School Strike for Climate, Climate Strike. You can hashtag Global Climate Strike or hashtag Strike With Us. Fridays for Future is the long time effort that these students have been doing, where they strike on Fridays. And, you know, they even introduced a new idea to me, artivism.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, I'm going to have to look at that a little more closely.
All right. Thanks so much, Noe. We've been talking with HPR's Noe Tanigawa about the Youth Climate Strike happening today.